the base, and we are up to Gemara Amarav. Now, to find Amarav, it's at the beginning of a line. You go across Tesis Baal and move up three lines. And you have Amarav. Thank you very much. And have a good job. Is Baruch Meisha here? I thought I saw him. I have the test here. I admire you, Avram. Because when I have to figure something out, I need a pen and a paper. I figure things out better when I can put it on pen and paper. When I don't have a pen and paper, it's hard for me to figure things out. I think better while I write. So on Shabbos, if I would have to take the test... What? I don't know, when I want to think something through, I put it on paper. Without putting it on paper, I not necessarily can follow the trend of thought. That's how I operate. Like I have a svara, I want to figure out chat in a rishon, I write down the rishon, and as I write it, medayik in the words and try to figure out what he says. Without it, it's hard for me. So on Shabbos, I have a difficulty working something through because I don't have a pen and paper. So if I would have to take the test, the last day I would look at the test is on Shabbos because I wouldn't be able to operate. But I admire you being able to do it without a pen and paper. I know, but stickers are not pen and paper. Here is the test. Anyway, this is the way I operate, that's all. We went through this already. It never happened. Amarav. Rabbi Grumer didn't accept sock from somebody else unless it was Rabbi Yehuda Kamenetsky or the like. He didn't listen to somebody tell him a sock. You know what I mean? He figured it out. He held it was okay to do. It's not big makhlekes. Some people hold it to Shiloh with the Raisa. Using stickers on Shabbos. Putting stickers on places. Is that considered typher? You're not allowed to tape something on Shabbos. Typher. So how about putting the sticker on to mark a place? So my groomer did it. He held it was not typher. It doesn't last long. It's not a made to last a long time. And he held it was mutter. There's those that hold it as usher. So again, he held it as mutter, and he's a person you can definitely rely on. Chas v'shalom, I'm not even questioning him. But it's not that he heard it from some young person who told him that that's the halacha. He wasn't a mekabel. I once told him he had the heart, when he had his heart surgery, he had an L. And I told him he shouldn't fast Yom Kippur, that I went through the halacha and he shouldn't fast Yom Kippur. So after Yom Kippur, he told me he relied on me that he ate at 72. So I felt very good that he relied on me, you know what I mean? He usually waited 90 or 100, whatever he waited, and because I possibly see Yom Kippur, he ate at 72. So I thought that was like very enlightening. That's how much he relied on other people. He figured out that long himself. We had this in the second period for those who remember that a woman cannot make a shliach to accept her get from her husband shliach. That means the husband made a shliach halacha, and the woman makes a shliach lekabala to accept the get from her husband shliach. Rav says you can't do that. The Gemara will give one of two reasons why Rav holds that way. Reb Chanina Amar, not true. Isha Isha Shliach Lekabala Gitam Yad Shliach Baila. Chanina says, which I believe is the way we paskin, at least the lottery shayna paskin this way, that a woman can make a shliach to accept the get from the shliach of her husband. Frek the Gemara, my time is the Rav. Why does Rav not allow it? B'chayra, it should be allowable. Why can't a shliach accept from a shliach? The shliach Lailach is the husband, the shliach Lekabala is the wife. Why can't they do business? The husband does not want the get to be an embarrassment to him. The woman sending a shliach to take him from his shliach is demeaning to the husband. Now, when the woman sends a shliach to accept it from the husband has the prerogative. He can say, I don't give it to a shliach. If he gives it to him, that means he doesn't care. But when he makes a shliach, he's now... can't control who's going to get it from the shliach. It's a demeaning to him that she didn't accept it herself. And therefore, she cannot appoint the shliach to accept it. Some Rishayim hold, it's a chashash to Rabbanon. And some Roshanim hold it's a problem deraisa, because the regular man doesn't want the get to be giving it any demeaning form. And by her sending a shliach to accept it, it's like saying, you know, I'm not machshav it enough to have to accept it myself. Again, when she sends a shliach to take it from her husband, the husband has the prerogative. He can say, I'm not giving it to you. Yet he's divorcing his wife. He is divorcing. Usually a husband gives it to his wife. So if she sends a shliach, he can say, I don't do business with a shliach. I want her to come and get it. Or he can give it to him. But when she sends a shliach to accept from his shliach, he no longer controls that. And the first tense of this Gemara says that that's demeaning to the husband. I'm sorry? It's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn it's a drabonim, and some rishonim learn it's even a deraisa. No husband would want it, so there's no ruts in hamagarish.
But she would send a shliach to Shvala, and he would turn him that Shvala into a halacha. Good?
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. He's the boss.
But is that demeaning?
He can decide whether it's demeaning for him. That's his decision. He's dealing with it. He can do whatever he wants. But that's not demeaning. He can decide whether it's demeaning for me or not. Here he gave it to a shliach, so he's out of the picture. And he hears that she made a shliach to take it from his shliach. He would never want that. That's not what he would want to do. The other Torah says, and that is as follows. The halacha is that a husband can divorce his wife by putting it into her chatzar. What would happen if the husband put it into somebody else's chatzar? And she bought the chatzar. The husband, Shimon, put the get into Levi's chatzar. The lady bought Levi's chatzar. So now the get is in her chatzar. It's not good. Because she didn't receive the get from him. She took the get. You need an esinus haget. Husband has to give the get to his wife. Not that the wife take it from her husband. Here, she's picking it up by buying the field. That doesn't work. So Rav holds that if you make a shliach l'kabbalah to accept from a shliach l'alacha, people will confuse it and say, oh, she can pick it up from him instead of receiving it from him, even though it's not exactly similar. But people will confuse it, and therefore the Rabbanan said she has to take it straight from the shliach l'alacha. She cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah to accept it.
Rev, I can ask a question on the first reason?
Yes.
On the first reason, why are we concerned about the husband's feelings as opposed to her feelings receiving the get from his shaliach? What is the honor we're protecting here? What is the reason for that?
The simple answer is the woman doesn't have a choice in the get. She cannot say, I'm not accepting the get under these circumstances. Lady, you don't get to make that decision. Now, Bizman Azeh, she does, but in the time of the Gemara, she didn't. The woman
my answer is why is that?
Or she doesn't like it, whether it's demeaning or not demeaning. Unfortunately for her, she's the recipient with no decision-making power. The husband has to decide to give the get, and he has the right to give the get under his circumstances, under his, conditions.
I'm understanding that, but I don't understand why that is. This is a relationship that is broken. Why are we protecting his feelings versus her? Everything's broken here.
We're not protecting feelings. Again,
what are we doing?
Okay, so the Torah's institution of get is that a husband can divorce his wife. The husband has to want to divorce his wife. He can divorce his wife, and we don't need her acquiescence. He can, I'm going to be a little bit crude here, but I don't mean it in a bad way. He can throw her out. She has no say in the matter. The Torah's situation of get is the husband is the boss. By kedushin, you need both to agree. He has to want to marry her, and she has to agree to marry him. No kedushin can be done without her agreement. Now, by get, it doesn't work that way. The Torah gave him control over the divorce process. She cannot do anything to get divorced. She can make life miserable for him. But the actual divorce, he has to decide to divorce her, and it's done under his way of doing it. He can decide, I'm doing it A, I'm doing it B, I'm doing it C. It's up to him. She has no say in how the divorce is done.
Now, she does have a say.
If she makes an agent, she can limit the power of the agency. I'm only making an agent on these conditions. Well, then the husband can't give it to that agent if he's no longer an agent. But that's not because she has the power under divorce. That's because it's her agent, so she can control that.
But that's the way the Torah
views divorce, a one-sided affair. Now, came along Rabbeinu Gershon, and he made a cherem, and he said, you cannot divorce a woman against her will.
Before we reach that, it may be his decision, but there are two instrumentalities. The husband has to find her, for example. If she flees,
correct,
if she doesn't have a place where she lives, he still has to deliver it to her in some
correct
way before he's divorced. And
correct.
And so he has to deliver it. She has to accept it. He has an instrumentality of delivering. She has an instrumentality of accepting. Why are we concerned on the honor of one versus the honor of the other? And that way he's not in charge anymore than she is. She could flee. Instrumentality.
Instrumentality. her ability is just limited of being available, not of any decision-making power. The Torah does not allow her to say, I'm not accepting the get. If it's put into her possession, she's divorced, whether she wanted it or didn't want it. The tyrant never empowered her to have to agree to accept the divorce. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Mishum Bezayin Dabal. Sabar, the husband thinks, Kaloisi Be'enah, light in her eyes. She doesn't treat me with respect. She'enah Mekablosa Ma'atzma. The Iluki of the Lakabam Yarabao, had she sent it directly to the husband, ain't gang shash beside the yard of a loy cupboard. He handed it to the guy. Mishum Chatse Rabo Lachemikam. Lacha Shinrasa Labao get the Chatse Shalacherim. He put the get in somebody else's courtyard. Kanasai. She bought it. Now who lab get to have it? The Bina Benasim Biyada the Chatse Rab. He has to put it in her hand or into her Chatse, the Shaboy Miyada. Vizab. When he did that, the chatzah didn't belong to her. Similar. Then she made the shliach. They'll view the chatzah as being his agent. People will say, why can't it work in the chatzah she buys? She made the chutzah her agent to accept it from his agent. So therefore they banned it. Frek the Gemara Mai Benayu. What is the difference between the two reasons? Igabanayu the Kadmi Bishav Yishliach Miikara. She appointed her agent first. So it's not similar to Chatzei Rabola Achar Mikan. Her agency was in place before he made the agent. So people won't confuse it with a case of a chutzah that she acquired afterwards. But in Bezayin, it's the same Bezayin Dabal. Rashi, my binayu binhani treilishni, the kadma iiv v'shav yishliach nida. She made her shliach. Kaidem b'chweisha, you want to move Dr. Schwab is. Kaidem, see Avram, you by moving that table you displaced a whole bunch of people. There's a table missing. You moved that table. Right, there was one table by you and one table there, and two people. Are displaced because of that. The Kadma, Yivishav Yishliach Dida, she made her Shliach. Kaidim Shemasa Liat Shliach Dabal, you can move this. Before, he He gave it to his shliach. Zok the Gemara in the following story. Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Shadal Logita Ludivisu, that sent a get to his wife. Azu Shlicha, the Shliach Lohailocha went. Ashkecha ki Yasva, he found her sitting the Kalisha and she was kneading dough. She was in the middle of making challah. Amarla, so he said to her, Hey Logita, here's your get. I am a Shliach Lohailocha, I'm giving you a get. And there were witnesses there, which you need by the Mesiris Haget. To both Rishonim, right? She hands over the get, and there's witnesses there. Amrala, she said to him, listen, my hands are dirty now. Lehavi biyatcha, can you keep it for me? So basically, she's appointing him to be her shliach lekabbalah from himself, who's a shliach lelacha. Right? He's a shliach lelacha. He wants to give it to her, and she says, do me a favor. You see, my hands are dirty. Take it from me. Be my shliach to accept the get. So she's turning the Shliach Lahailacha himself into a Shliach Lekabal.
Think you should, your hands should be like my hands.
You be my Shliach Lekabal.
You have to lift it up.
Again, this is what this Gemara is about, right? We'll call that quote into place.
You can't say that she meant to say...
your quote that you've been busy with.
you can't say that she meant to say lay over.
Right. Amar of Nachman. Now, according to Rav, this can't work. Rav said a woman can't make a shliach to accept from a shliach. This is at least that. Right. It might be worse. We'll see in a minute. But it's for sure that. So according to Rav, who said that a woman can't make a shliach except from her husband's shliach, there's nothing to talk about. But Reb Chanina said a woman could make a shliach to accept from her husband. So what would he say in this case? Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, if Isla Reb Chanina of Diba Obda. If I knew the halacha were Reb Chanina, I would say it's a valid get. He's a shliach the Kabbalah that accepts from the shliach the halacha, who's himself. So he turns from a shliach lehalacha, from the husband, into the wife. He changes personalities.
Can we say a great thing she can't accept from shliach? Can we say that didn't ever agree she can't accept from shliach?
You mean?
Make shliach to another shliach?
That was Machlokes Rav and Rav Chanina. Rav had one of two reasons that she can't, and Rav Chanina said she can make a shliach. We just had it.
She can make a shliach to accept
from another? From her husband, shliach. We just had Rav Chanina about 4 months ago. Zog the Gemara. Yes.
At what point does the shliach
terminate? Let's give the Gemara a chance. Amalei Rava. Reb Isil and Reb Chanina, Avda, you would let this be a good divorce? Havlechaz v'shlichas etzel habal. For a shlichas to work, the shlichas has to terminate, and then he can become an agent for a different person. In the same story, he cannot become the woman and the husband at the same time. If he finishes his shlichus of the husband, then he can take another job. But while he's a shlich of the husband, he can't become a shlich of the wife. Meaning, he's acting as the giving of the get. He can't become the receiver before he gives it. He has to first give it, and then he can finish. Theoretically, he can call the husband up and say, I did your shlichus. Now we can become a shlich of somebody else. Not necessary anymore, but theoretically he would be able to. Here, he didn't give it yet. He wants to become the receiver from the giver, who is him.
Lift it up.
You can't take a get from yourself.
It reminds me of... You know,
I tell you, your analogies are fantastic.
No, it is.
Now, I just want to. You
it's
gave everybody such enjoyment this morning. Again, let me explain to you. What would if a woman would tell her husband, be my shliach lekabbalah for me? The woman would say to her husband, you know what? You don't have to give me the get. Be my agent. He can't be a husband and a wife at the same time.
Why can she be a husband?
Forget get. It's true about get even more, but forget get. You want to give me a present, right? You have your hat and your Chedushei Torah, you have it printed up in a sefer, and you want to give me a present, that sefer. So you pick up the sefer and say, I'm giving it to Rabbi Margaret. It doesn't become mine. Somebody has to make a kinyan. You can't be a husband and a wife at the same time.
Why can't a wife do it?
She's not the husband.
But she could be a halacha, and then she turns into...
No, she cannot. No, she cannot.
Yeah, we proved before.
Yeah, 100%. That she can go to Bezin and tell Bezin before I nechtam, and appoint Bezin to be an agent.
That's what she has to do.
That's what's the Gemara in the second Perek.
No.
And then Bezin says to her, we are Shliach Bezin appoints another agent who becomes Shliach Bezin, and he says Shliach Bezin, and he gives it to her. The Gemara, because of Chas V'Shliach Zeh Tzabal, on Dav Chom Tzalah and Aleph, the Gemara on that very case said Chas V'Shliach Zeh Tzabal. On that very case.
But she's the same person, in a way, but she's not. Because she's giving it to Beis Din.
She's finished. She finished her agency.
Now she's getting it from Beis Din.
Exactly. She acted as a Shliach Leilacha. She terminated her role as Shliach Leilacha and now became Mrs. So-and-so, who's accepting again. Yes, doctor.
I'm coming 6 days late to the party. Can't we just put it down on the table?
No. That's called Kli Gitech. Now, you can put it down with a Dalai Lamas to Shiloh, whether that's kind of not kind of where the Dalai Lamas is. So it's a good question. The Chayyim, the Shliach, could have put it down in her living room and said, lady, you're divorced. And it would have worked. Even without Dalai Lamas, it's Chatzera. Obviously, this was, he didn't do that. The story here was, she said, accept it for me. He never put it down. He took it for her. He said, okay, I'm now your Shliach with Kabbalah. And then they went to ask the rabbi, is she divorced or not?
She's in the bakery. She's not at home.
Maybe. Yes.
The mission we have here, it says that the guy doesn't want to be with Kamashiach. Instead, he makes a Mishnah Kalachalach. That'll happen in bed.
No. Try to wait him. He doesn't have to terminate it. I'm not giving it to her. What if the woman is there and he says to her, I'm not giving you to get today, I'm giving it to you in 2 weeks. He doesn't need anybody to terminate. He has the upper hand in deciding when he wants to divorce her. He said, I'm not giving it to you as her shliach. I'm not giving it to you. That's because she can't that shliach can't function as her shliach anymore. He's not willing to give it to her then. Meaning, he's not terminating the guy's shliach of the Kabbalah. He's just not giving it to him as a shliach l'kabbalah. I don't want to divorce her. You know, hit your head in the wall. I'm not divorced. I'm not giving it to her. You can be her shliach l'kabbalah, but I'm not giving it to the shliach l'kabbalah. It's not, he's not acting in two roles. His shliach l'kabbalah is over. The husband doesn't want to give it to the shliach l'kabbalah. He can't terminate the guy because it's not his to terminate. But he can say, I'm not giving the get to you as a shliach l'kabbalah. He can give the get to his wife and he say it doesn't work.
But if he gives it to halach, it works.
Right. I'm sorry, what? Again, a shliach has to finish his job if he's going to function in that job.
Right.
But if the guy's not willing to give it to him as a shliach l'kabbalah, that's because he's not acting as a shliach l'kabbalah ever again. He done. I'm not giving it to you in that role.
It's not terminated.
It's not a geya. You can be a shliach l'kabbalah, but you're not getting it.
Doesn't work.
It never. The story is hypothetical.
What?
So he's like a shliach and never finishes.
But he's not functioning anymore.
When he gives it,
I send a guy to do a shlichus to me, and the thing is not available.
That's
as if it's terminated. Correct. Yes.
The shlich is allowed to make another
shlich. Oh, halacha, not l'kabbalah.
Halacha. He can give it to another shlich, and then the woman can say to him, "You be my shlich." At that point, he's no longer the baal shlich. He gave it to another shlich.
Correct. Then the first shlich can turn into shlich l'kabbalah.
And when when he gives it to Beis Din, let's say the woman says, I can't accept it for whatever reason. So I said, so can the shliach go to Beis Din and give it to them and their shlichim? Or
he goes to Beis Din, he says, b'panei nechtam, and they appoint the shliach who says shliach Beis Din.
In other words, he's not disregarding what the Baal wanted. The Baal wanted to give it to my wife. And he says, no, I'm going to go to Beis Din. He goes, ends up...
So that's you're asking a different kasha. Can a shliach make a shliach without permission of the husband? That's what you're asking.
I thought he's allowed to.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Usually, yeah. Unless the husband doesn't want it.
He does not make a shliach of the Beis Din.
That's to get around the problem of b'fanei nechtam.
Right. If he wants to, he can give it to
the Beis Din. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam. He doesn't need a Beis Din.
But outside of Eretz Yisrael.
That's just the technicality of b'fanei nechtam.
When he gives it to the Beis Din, is he actually giving it to the Beis Din? He can't get to the wife. So he gives it to the Beis Din.
Right.
And they become his shliach.
Beis Din doesn't become anything. Yeah. Beis Din appoints somebody, and he gives it to the guy in front of Beis Din.
He has to give it to him.
That person becomes a shliach Beis Din.
But the first shliach has to give it over to the second.
No, he doesn't. He can give it to Beis Din. It happens today. This is what happens. The guy's in China, and he sends a get to his wife in Cleveland, right? The Rav in China, if there is such a thing, writes the get, makes the money on it, and UPSs it, right, overnights it, to the Rav in Cleveland. The Rav in Cleveland gets it, checks the simonim, sees it's the right get. The Rav in China had the husband appoint Mr. Smith in Cleveland to be the shliach loylocha. Now, how can he do that? He says in front of Beis Din in China, b'fanei nechtam, and Beis Din then appoints Mr. Smith in Cleveland to be their shliach to give the get.
Does the Baal have to be aware of what's going on? The Baal who's in China, does he have to know?
He doesn't have to know who that shliach is at all. Now, the Beis Din in China appoints Mr. Smith as the shliach loylocha. Mr. Smith receives it from the Rav in Cleveland, and in front of two Adam, says shliach Beis Din ani, I am a shliach of the Beis Din in China. And they have a piece of paper that appoints him as a shliach, and he reads it and says, I am appointed by this and this and this person as Beis Din, I'm shliach Beis Din ani, and he hands her the get in front of two Adam, and she's divorced.
And the Baal does not have to know all the details.
He knows that he appointed a shliach. That's all he has to know. Now, he authorizes the shliach to appoint another shliach today. Today we're very makbar on that.
It's not an automatic thing.
I don't know what would happen. What we do today is the guy, we'll see him later how to get even more. The person says, I appoint this person, he says his name, as a shliach, who can appoint another shliach, up to 100 shluchim. That's the nusach. Don't ask me why they picked the number 100. Ad mei shluchim, and he gives them the authority to do that. But it only has to say b'fanei nechtam. So therefore, it has to be done in Beis Din. Dr. Gemara again. So Amar Le Rav, Misa Le Rav Chanina Avda Ba'Ovda Halechazur Shlichas Etzabal Shachu LeKamed Ravami. So they went and asked Ravami, is that true? Can a shliach function as a double shliach or not? Amar Lo. So Shaluch Lo LeKazur Shlichas Etzabal. He said it doesn't work. He agreed to Rav. Rav Chia Bar Abba Amar. They sent it to Rav Chia Bar Abba. He says, I have to think about it. I'm not sure. How did Shachul come in here about Chia Bar Abba? So they waited a little while, and they sent back to Shaila. They said, no. I'm a Kohani Shluchim of Shachul of Ugly. They keep on sending it to me. What am I supposed to say? I don't know. Why are they sending the Shaila to me again? I'm going to send the answer to them if I knew. I don't know. They don't know. I don't know. Have a Dabba Shabba Erva. The Dabba Shabba Erva lets us. If he dies, she would get Chalitza. We don't know if she's divorced or not.
But this
Russian, what
Chazan Shimzin Sobal is, for even a pregnant
Kenyan
also.
Pashtus, yes.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not so simple, but Pashtus, yes. Pashtus. Zakrashi, Emisad Rav Chanin, Levi B'yadcha, B'tiach T'shluchi L'Kabbalah, Yuma Mashlich L'Kabbalah. Emisad Rav Chanin, Emisi Yadei Shalokha K'vaitzai. So I would have known, as long as I came, I'm dealing with Hamil to open the Kavasa. If I mean the Mugarashis, I would have said Mugarashis. But like Hashina, like Hatera, about Lachemikan. And I wouldn't worry about Hatera, about Lachemikan. Like Hazar Shlich, it's about Shlich Shachazar. The Nasa Shlich, Lemishin, Ishtaleach Loi. He becomes a Shlich to the one he was sent to. Nituk Mashlichas Rishon. He removes himself from the first Shlichas. Achela Hoyle Shas Lachzarit Shokhoi, but like Mashlichi Shluchusra. He never terminated his first Shlichas. The Shlichas had a real Lachzar Lahagan, ain't a Shlichas. If he can't finish and call up the guy and say, I did it, he's not a Shlich. He has to be able to finish his Shlichas before he assumes another role in this area. Nisyashim Bedavar, Nayimba, I'll look into it. Achit Nisyashim Dateidu. Till our mind settles down, Lahashim Kaloka to answer halachically. Hadashahu, Acha Yamim, they waited a little bit. Ladas man is Yashabadavar to know what he decided. He's a Kohani called Elu Pamim Khajim Bashokam. They send it to me so many times. Have a Dabashabarabish, and another Bisabak Bes Medrish. We have a Shiloh of a Dabashabarabish, but we can't pass him. So Chaletzis, like Mr. Bemis, and Mace. If he were to die, she would get Khalitza. And if he's alive, he would give her another gift. Because we don't know. We don't know if she's divorced or not. It's a suffix. What do you do by suffix? You write another get. And if he dies, we don't know whether she's in Amon or a Grusha. We don't know. Zakti Gemara Baiter. Hava Uvda. There was a similar story. The Atzuchar of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa, get v'chalitza. He required her to get another get, and he also required her to get chalitza when he died. Now, that's opposite psukim. If you require to get, then she's divorced for sure. So then she doesn't need chalitza. Frech the Gemara Tarti? Monashech. If you required another get, that means the second get worked. So why does she need chalitza? So the Gemara get Michayim. He required the guy to give a get if the husband's still alive. The chalitza lachamisa. If the husband were to die before he gave the second get, he required chalitza. So the woman didn't get both. She either got the get if her husband survived long enough to give it to her, or chalitza if he didn't. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I have opened the Kai Gavna. No conditional. Why conditional? He wrote in the forget. We don't know. So what do you do when you don't know? You write another get. One of the two getting worked. Let me just do Rashi. That's a get. Because the guy can't be a shliach on both sides. Tarti bit me. I'm get lama chalitza mishemeis. If he gave a get, why does she need chalitza? Get michayim. In both li nasi michayim shicha get shein. If she wants to get married, she needs a second get. The chalitza lachamisa meis why not a get? If he didn't give her a get, and he died, she would get chalitza. Yes, back.
Okay, so you said that having a second get monitors her from marriage. He's dead. No,
no. Again, if he's still alive, she needs a second get. Okay. If he dies, she needs chalitza. If he dies without giving her the second get.
And again, same question. What is the chalitza
matter? He had no kids. The guy had no kids. She would need yibum. So instead, they got chalitza because that is, you know, no answer.
What is the second get? A second get? Yeah.
Well, this get we don't know if it worked.
Because
he might not be, he can't be a shlich l'kabol and l'loch at the same time. We're not sure.
So can we give it over twice?
Can you use the same get a second time? That's not so simple. It's a good question. Not so simple. Pashtus, there should be no reason not, but we'll see in the Gemara. Yes. Theoretically, use the same get. Just give it to her a second time.
That's only suffering.
Right. Get's not puzzle.
It wasn't used.
Well, either it was, then it worked, or it wasn't.
Do you have to go back to the husband, or does she can do that?
This is what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to get into. No, this has a different question. Nothing to do with the sukkah. It's a new thing. I used it once in 20 and a half years. So do me a favor. In 20 and a half years, remind me to use it again.
Where's the
show?
Where's the show?
There's the show. There's the show. Dr. Gemara Weiter. The fact that we can do another 20 and a half years of this when we finish us. We did Mayed, we did Nezikin, and we did almost half a Nashim. And we did Brachas, which is Roya. So we have Kachim and Nida and half of Nashim. Weiter, sagt die Gemara weiter. Ahu, Ahi, da habe Karla Nefasa. There was a lady, her name was Nefasa. Azul Sadi, Kasif Tefasa. The Adam who wrote the get, the husband told the Adam, he didn't have to, only one person has to write the get. He went over to two people and said, do me a favor, write my wife a get and give it to her. So now these Adam are appointed to write, sign, and give. That's their mission. They wrote the wrong name. Her name was Nifasa, and they wrote Tifasa. So the get's not good.
But they're having dual jobs.
Again, it's not. They're all working for the husband. They write the get, they sign the get, they give the get. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Now the question was the get's puzzle. Tifasa is not her name. So you have to write a new get. But they were only appointed to write one get. Do they need the husband to reappoint them to write the second get?
The question is whether the first get is what?
Get's
puzzle. So they never wrote a get.
They wrote what they were authorized to write, one bill of divorce. They wrote one that was puzzle. So that's why we're learning the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, which made the Rav. Asu Edim Shluchusam. They're finished. He appointed them to write one. They blew it. So their shlichus is over. He has to reappoint them. They can't do it without his permission. They wrote a get, which doesn't work, but they did what he was authorized to do. He told them, write one bill of divorce. They wrote one bill of divorce that's not kosher. Maskeva Rabba. Did he say, write a piece of pottery, write a piece of garbage and give it to her? It's not a get. He told them to write a get. It's a possible get. That's not a get. So they didn't do their shlichus. Their shlichus was write a get. They didn't write a get. They wrote a piece of... It's not a get. If it's possible to get, it's a not a get. It's a piece of garbage.
He told them to write a kosher get.
He told them to write a get. Let's not add words.
I don't think
he told them to write a get. Rav said they wrote the get. Rav says, no, they did not. They wrote a piece of garbage. Therefore, they're still authorized to write a get. Question is, what does the husband mean when he says, write a get? Does he mean write a piece of paper that looks like a get? And usually it's kosher. Or does he mean write a kosher a get? What is his, what did he authorize them?
I can't believe
there's
actually an argument
about it. Okay, wait, we'll learn that later. Rashi. Look, Rashi, the first kashma. Also, Sadu Shemelim Baal Kisu Get to Tula. The Kasu Tafasa told Bishma they made a mistake in her name. Also, Adam Shluchusim the Get Echad Asim Shluchan. Veidim, he made a mistake for one Get. Vari Kasu Get Echad. Veidim Shluchan by Lachzim Lichzim Get Kasher. Yes, Doctor, you got a question?
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. It hinges on what's been told. They
said
to write
a get. Exactly. What does the person mean? How do we translate his words? However, I agree to Rav in the following story. If they wrote a proper get and it got lost before he gave it to her, then he said, write a get, give it to my wife. They wrote a get. They wrote a kosher get.
Just give it to my wife.
Again, they have no right to write a second get. He was the only authorized.
Dr.
Gemara, Maskelar of Nachman. What, he wanted them to write it and keep it in their wallet? He wanted them to give the get to the wife, whatever it takes. Again, not picking sides and I'm a royal. But Rabba at least is answering his own problem. They did write the get. They did fulfill that part of the shlichus. So who says they're allowed to do it again?
Another appointment.
That's the shiloh. And it's two separate jobs. Write, give. They finished write. Who gave them a right to write a new one? Rav Nachman says, it's one job, write and give. Until you give, you didn't finish. Do you view this as two jobs or one job? He appointed them to do two things, write, give. Is that two separate jobs, or is it one big job? Until they give it, they didn't fulfill any of the jobs. They can keep on doing it until she gets a kasher again. Rashi, the avat kaidim shenasnu lo before they gave it to her, asu edim shechusam, the einim rishon lichtim get sheni v'litn lo basa litn lo, sharei kvar kasu get kasher. Okay, now the mizman hazeh, when the baal tells the shliach to write the cipher to write the get, the nusach that they say is, I am authorizing Pliny ben Pliny, they say his name, to write the get for me once up to 100 times. We speak that out. The person authorizes, again, from the Lashon HaGemara, Me'apam, to write as many gittin as he needs to write, even 100 of them, till he gets a good get. That's how we write, that's how the nusach of the husband is when he authorizes the writing of the get.
Write a get that will divorce me from my wife.
This is, I'm telling you what's in the nusach. I didn't write the nusach.
Because after 100 times, you can say, well, I've done 100 times. So
if it happens 101 times, you should get a new cipher. I've never seen for the 10 gittin that I watched, never seen a guide that had to be rewritten. I'm sure it happens, but. What? Yeah, it can happen. Humans make mistakes. Rabbi Meisels writes the gittin here. It's heavy Meisels in town. At least for Rabbi Bernstein. Sometimes I walk into the kollel in the afternoon and they're doing a get over here. In this area, they closed this off and they did a get right over here. And Rabbi Meisels is the one that's writing it. I'm telling you, I watched doing it. I'm not saying nobody else ever does it. That's the one who I watched doing.
I once had to sign on again. I made a mistake in one of the letters. I had to make the shin, my Moshe, I had to make a huge shin to cover over that letter. So Moshe had a big shin.
You have to be able to sign and block letters. You can't sign in script. You have to sign and block letters. Like, sure, not with the talking and anything else. Just
I can't send a get with the script.
No.
That's annoying.
You can do that on a Kedusha.
Kedusha, but you can sign a script.
Right, no, but I thought.
Get has to be signed. I don't write that long.
I thought Vishalcha was teaching me the same with Lachas, but both things.
I have no idea.
No?
Again, we're not writing Starry Kedushin. I have never saw a Starry Kedushin in my life. Suba is not Kedushin.
So Rebbe's saying now with Rabim, it's possible a Starry Kedushin needs block letters.
100%. Do you ever see a Starry Kedushin in your life? There's no Kishar Kedushin today because then the ring business would go out of business. The jewelers want to make sure that you buy a ring. If you could write a Star Kedushin, you could just write a piece of paper or apple credentially. It would put the people with the business with the rings out of business.
You know what the nusach is?
I never tried. I never saw it happen.
But we do know what
I have no idea. I'm sure the Shulchan Aruch says what it is. And I look, it's Paskin. You give me the cottage with star.
Really, what is the reason why we don't do it?
I don't know. I told you the jewelers would be put out of business.
No, which was the lady would go for it?
That's right. She has to agree.
She also gets a tshuva.
Again, Exuba means nothing now. Exuba means when the marriage ends. She wants a ring. She's not. Listen, women that wear their Kedushin ring, right, that tells people they're married.
Okay.
She's not going to walk around with a star all day.
Wedding band is not so expensive. It's a diamond.
I know.
What is it so expensive?
The wedding band is not expensive.
It's $100 maybe?
I have no idea. I haven't bought one in a while. Yes.
Well,
in the words of Rabbi Barton, when we were going through some things, he said, you know, about what to find the Lord. I said, I really shouldn't say this. I've done very well by these. However, you don't need this.
Don't think about that. By mine, Rabbi Merav Nachman, Tisvu Tnu Get Lushliach. He told them, write the get and give it to a messenger. Now, Mahu. And they gave it to the messenger, and he lost it. The messenger lost it. Can they write a second get? Their job was to write one. They finished their job. Mahu. Do we say Sluki Salakluhi? He removed them. They're finished. He just didn't want them to have to schlep it. But he wants them involved to the very end. What if that doesn't work? But what if he says, what if he says that's finished? What if he says, write the get and give it to the shliach to take to her? Does that add the fact that they remain shluchim till it reaches? Or not? Mahu, teku. Rashi.
What does the tircha dibu mean?
He didn't want to give them the job of schlepping to get to China. He made them shluchim to write to get, to give it to somebody to take. Really, he wants them to make sure it gets there, but he didn't want them to have to travel.
So what does that mean in the end of the day, that he doesn't have to reappoint them?
Exactly. Rashi. Dr. Rashi kissed with two shlich like shlich shalish and menisi. The chayin also they did it to others, but derek mi aser min the kosh the chusam and the stalku. I do my high nami at shabav get the other with his garish until she gets it and gets divorced. Aser shluch and lichter el the tirka the duchas shloy la tirka by lach. He just didn't want to make them slap. Amalei Ravina the Ravashi be yoylech lamahu. Meaning im tim tzoloy me bahach. Amalei le kisvut nu. If you say in the case of kisvut nu. The shliach, v'heim kastu v'nas n'loiv avan. They wrote it, and it got lost. The asher shluchusam, the kol ma'ashet sivim gam revasu. They did whatever he told them. How come I? Mi amrina kibud amekisvu tnu l'shliach v'yaylich lo. Asher shluchim lagzu v'lichta v'achigir li'ada. He appointed them to keep on writing until it gets there. The kach pirish lam kol kach. That's why he was so explicit. Adum
aloishta. So he has to pay for it, the Baal has to pay for
it,
who pays for
it? He pays. The question is, are they authorized to write it, or do you have to go back to him? That's the question.
Does
who have to go back? Does the right, do they have to go back? Not a question of money here.
To say that he delivered it.
No.
The Shliach has to get,
again, he gave it to, he told people, write the get and give it to Shlomo, who's going to China. Shlomo lost it on the way to China. Can they have to write the get, or do they have to call the husband again for authorization? Nothing to do with paying or anything.
I know, I added that.
Okay.
Yoluchla makes it simpler.
Yoluchla means they're more involved, because he spoke out. I want you to give it to Shlomo to take. Why did he say the word to take?
You could say the opposite. He meant your students is done because I told him to give it.
Again, the Gemara seems to feel this way.
Okay.
He says, Tul is also a lotion of accept. All those words are lotion kabbalah. Rashi? Not a bad thing, it says she's megareshes. Right away. No. Right. The husband, yeah, right. The woman said Tuli or Sali. These are all ways that she is appointing the shliach for kabbalah. Correct. She doesn't have to say hiskabeli. She doesn't have to say those words.
He asked like 2 days ago.
But habili.
He says, is this he's arguing with Tanakama? Every answer.
I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah, remember that?
But habili.
I remember you asked that.
The other one.
A Monday morning.
Right.
That's a long time ago. 4 days ago.
I was never good
at that. Wouldn't we previously that Havili means be a halacha for him? Havili.
It doesn't say Havili here.
No, but I'm saying that was the original question.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. When she said him to be halacha, she uses that lashon. Havili giti. Go for it.
That's halacha.
Right. But she's initiated.
It means he can't do
right.
it here.
Right.
I won't mention, and I'm only going to mention this. There's a Shittas of Rambam, which I did not mention a whole week. because I thought the Gemara was more difficult enough without it. But the Rambam holds that a woman can appoint a shliach lohiva. When she says to him, go tell him to send it to me, it's not just go ask him to appoint you a shliach lohilacha. She can appoint the shliach to bring it to her. And he can agree to that without appointing a shliach lohilacha. And he acts like a shliach lohilacha for her. But it's a complicated thing. I said I didn't mention it till now. I just mentioned it because I have 30 seconds left. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and Rosh Hashem Sunday morning.